AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Norway's prime minister says he received a message from President Trump about rising tensions over Greenland, in which Trump reportedly said he no longer felt obligated to think purely of peace, since he did not receive the Nobel Peace Prize. Trump has threatened a 10% import tax on 8 European nations, including Norway, because they oppose his push for the U.S. to control Greenland. The annual World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland, has kicked off today. Organizers say a record of nearly 400 top political leaders are expected to attend, including President Trump. In other news, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on why Bernice King sees MLK Day as a saving grace in today's political climate.
Against a backdrop of political division and upheaval, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter, Bernice King, tells the Associated Press, Monday's holiday honoring her father's legacy couldn't come at a better time.
With everything going on, the one thing that I think Dr. King reminds people of is hope, and the ability to challenge injustice.
She says poverty, racism, and militarism that MLK identified as threats to a democratic society are very present under President Trump.
We see what's happening right now in our communities with ICE agents and the way in which they are dealing with people.
King is CEO of the King Center and says she's not sure what her father would make of the U.S. today, nearly 6 decades after his assassination. I'm Julie Walker.
Associated Press sources say the NFL's Buffalo Bills have fired coach Sean McDermott after 9 seasons. Police in Spain say at least 39 people are confirmed dead after a high-speed rail collision last night. This is AP News. Hackers have disrupted Iranian television to air footage supporting the exiled crown prince.
The hackers' video, aired Sunday night in Iran, contained 2 clips of exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi, then included footage of security forces and others in what appeared to be Iranian police uniforms, who claimed, without offering evidence, others had laid down their weapons and swore an oath of allegiance to the people. The semi-official Fars news agency quoted a statement from the state broadcaster acknowledging that the signal in some areas of the country was momentarily disrupted by an unknown source. The move comes as the death toll in a crackdown by authorities that smothered demonstrations reached at least 3,900 people killed. Activists say they fear the number will grow far higher as information leaks out of the country, still gripped by the government's decision to shut down the internet. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.